multiple businesses have donated bottled water over the weekend, and authorities have provided porta-potties. Stel Passes, a resident of Crow Agency, says her home has been without any water since Friday. She says she's taken her kids to shower in Hardin and Billings, and her brother brought in water from Hardin. She says she's also been refilling the toilet tank in her home.
When the housing authority delivered porta potties, they only put one on the street that I live on, and my elderly mother isn't going to walk on ice all the way down to where that porta potty was at.
Passes says neighbors have checked in on each other to make sure no one is stranded, especially elders. Tanner Black Eagle, the Crow Tribe's lead water treatment operator, says the entire system is interconnected, and they found broken lines in the old tribal administration building, which was abandoned about 6 months ago. He says the building's basement is now flooded with water.
Corrosion and freezing of the lines and thawing out, a combination of both of those things, I think, caused our problems. And because it was abandoned, no one was really there to report the issue.
Black Eagle says even if there are other leaks, he suspects this was the most severe damage. And the Crow Tribe has worked out a corrective action plan with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to cap the lines in the building so it doesn't happen again. He says the Crow Tribe, together with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, have fixed the leaks, but it may take a couple of days to flush the system of contaminants and make the water drinkable. He says residents should boil any tap water they intend to use. Kayla Droche, YPR News.